Coach, congratulations. Another victory for Scott City. And, you know, you come off the emotional victory over Ulysses a week ago. You have the quick turnaround to begin district play. But this team looked like tonight it was just business as usual.
Yeah, you know, you never quite know with high school kids. But they came out and played hard tonight, played well, paid attention to, you know, good attention to detail, you know, throughout the week of practice. And, you know, the guys came ready to play.
And the first team did a good job defensively, not giving up a lot of big plays tonight. I think the first team of defense gave up only two first downs in the game to Southwestern Heights and had three of the four interceptions tonight. So, and how about Brett Meyer? Pretty active there. Two interceptions, one worth a pick six.
Yeah, you know, with Brett's size, he's pretty dangerous to throw against. He's able to, you know, open up and run with speedier guys, and you know, if you hang a ball up there on him, he's able to go get it, you know, with his length right there, jumping ability. He's a heck of an athlete. So, you know, throwing against him is always pretty dangerous.
Once again, Assistant Coach Brian Gentry joining us here post-game, a 49-0 victory tonight for Scott City over the Southwestern Heights Mustangs. Take a look at the offense. You have Brett starting for the first time this year. First time throwing passes looked pretty good. And then you bring in Bo Hess, and he was under duress a couple of times on some of those passes. And he did a good job of dumping those off. And you got to like the development of the quarterback for sophomore Bo Hess, but also Brett Meyer, who hasn't had a lot of reps this year at quarterback, and he did all right.
Yeah, they split time going through most of the week of practice as far as getting reps at quarterback. I think Trey did a pretty good job with them this week, just kind of talking to him, letting him know. Especially with Bo, trying to get the ball out a little quicker, letting our guys go make some plays for him. But, you know, he did a good job, kind of eluded some tacklers there, and was able to get the ball out to some of our receivers and let them go make some plays. But, you know, in a short week, not a whole lot of reps for Brett. You know, he looked pretty good.
He did, and you have about a week turnaround. You're going to host Lakin next Friday night. Next two games, in fact, are at home to wrap up the regular season with Lakin, and then Cimarron. They're playing right now to a pretty good game. Cimarron up 30-28 late in the third quarter against the Lakin Bronx, but Lakin driving, it looks like, you know, it's kind of one of those things. I know Coach says in the pregame, guys don't know a whole lot about one of those two teams, but, you know, they're going to come out with a lot of fire against you guys next week.
Yeah, we expect everybody's best shot. You know, right now you can't take anybody for granted. So we got to get back business as usual, you know, all week long, getting ready for another tough opponent coming home. But, you know, getting this time of the year, you just got to strap it up and go play. Our guys will be ready to go, you know, get this first district game under their belt right there. For some of them, a lot of them, you know, probably the first, you know, experience they got as far as significant experience. You know, some of them got in last year a little bit on defense or on offense a little bit, but we'll get back to work this week, and we'll be ready to go next Friday.
All right, should be a fun one. Get a couple more games at home for the regular season winds down, but one down, two to go for your second goal of the year, and that is to win districts, a 49-0 shutout. And Coach, congratulations, thanks for joining me post game, and guys have a good trip back.
Yeah, you guys too.